Watch, Family Sings Christian Hymns Over Eaton Fire Home Recovery Site. By Paul Bois on December 14, 2025. In the wake of the Eaton Fire in Altadena, California, the Halpin family went viral in a video of them singing the Regina Kylie, a Catholic hymn to the Virgin Mary in Latin, over the rubble of their historic home, nearly 1 year later. They returned to the reconstruction site to sing the hymn once again as a priest blessed their home. The Halpin family gathered around on the same front lawn where they sang the Regina Kylie after the Eaton Fire had devastated their beloved home almost 1 year ago on January 7, 2025. Take a look. Speaking with Breitbart News, Peter and Jackie Halpin said that nearly 1 year later, they see a light at the end of the tunnel. "We see a light at the end of the tunnel," Peter said. "Getting out on the ground allows you to start planning. It helps to distract you from the emotional aspects of what this fire put everybody through. We were just so in shock. Really in shock after a trauma like that," added Jackie. "So this is hopeful. We feel hope. Still sad about a lot of things, but it's hopeful." In terms of the process, the couple said they were blessed to not have encountered as much bureaucracy and red tape as they initially feared, though they felt city officials have not quite adjusted to the enormity of the situation. "They really needed to bring in some real specialists to help them make the process of getting your permits easier," Peter said. To the other families who might find themselves in a similar situation following a natural disaster, the couple said that nobody can prepare for such a tragedy while emphasizing the importance of community support. "Find your support," Jackie said. "Our church and our friends have just supported us so much." Peter and Jackie's son, Andrew Halpin, who grew up in the home, emphasized the importance of faith and perseverance. "Pray, hope, and don't worry," Andrew told Breitbart News. "You're in the hands of the Lord. With Him, all things are possible. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It will never be easy, but it is possible, and you can achieve it. You have to persevere. Do not give up. We're not going to. I hope nobody else does either." Peter and Jackie's son-in-law, Stephen Dudrow, a working art director in Hollywood and who served as the architect for the home's reconstruction, explained to Breitbart News some of the challenges in keeping the home's historic character while corresponding with modern construction codes. "We had to adapt the design," Stephen said. "We made some modern improvements also to the layout. Like a larger kitchen. Slightly larger bathrooms. More storage closet space. The overall exterior envelope of the house, when it's finished, will have that classic craftsman look. The wide porch, the shingle siding, the low-sloped roof, the beams on the gable ends. I think they're even going to paint it yellow, which is the color of what it was before. When they move in, they're going to really feel like they're moving back into their house." Oscar-winning director Christopher Nolan's cinematic take on The Odyssey has everyone losing their minds. But what if he directed A Christmas Carol instead? Check out this hilarious trailer to see for yourself. Or just follow along on socials, Instagram, at ProLandFilms, X, at ProLandFilms, YouTube, at ProLandFilms.